We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Beis. We are up to Sif Dalet, the second to last line on page Yud Ches, about to turn on to page 36. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Kol She Kotzatz, anyone who made a set price for a goy to do malacha for them, Afal Pi She Yase Ha'ino Yehudi Malacha B'Shabbos, even if the goy chooses to do the malacha on Shabbos, Mutter La Yisrael Lulbo Shakli B'Shabbos Atzma, the Jew would be allowed to wear the garment on Shabbos itself. The kol shekotzatz aydaite denavshe ka'avi. Like we've been saying till now, that so long that it's set, that it's a set price, so he's working for himself. He's not working for you. He wants his money faster, so therefore he's working on Shabbos, and that's permissible, and therefore you would be allowed to wear the garment according to Mechaber. The Ramah says, on page 36, v'yesh osrim lelovsho. There are those who say it's also to wear the garment, kol sheyadua she'eino yehudi gemaro b'Shabbos. So long that you know that the goy completed the garment on Shabbos, it would be usher to wear it. V'tzorach lahamtin b'motzoi Shabbos b'chdei sheyase. And you would have to wait after Shabbos, the time it takes to do it in order to wear it. So the time it took him to do it on Shabbos, you have to wait that amount of time, motzoi Shabbos, till it will become permitted to wear it. V'hochi nog l'chadchila. And like this, more machmir shita, we are nog l'chadchila. In lo she'tzorach elo b'Shabbos. Unless you absolutely need this garment, sha'oz yesh l'hokil, then one can be lenient. V'im yesh litlo she'nigmar b'yev Shabbos. If you could be told that possibly it was actually completed before Shabbos, mutter b'chol inyan, then it will be mutter no matter what. V'davka im shigir lo ha'eno yehudi l'beiso. That which we say will be permissible is dafka if the goy sent it to your house on Shabbos. Aval aser likach kelim mibeis ha'uman b'Shabbos v'yontif. But it's aser for the Jew to go to the goy's house, the worker, on Shabbos or Yontif to collect his garment. The chol zed b'kelim sh'aser liYisrael. This is all talking about a kli that was made by the goy for a Yisrael. Aval einu yehudi sh'osem min olam al hamikach. But a goy who has the business of making shoes and selling them, so he's not making it specifically for a Jew, Mutter Yisrael Hamakiro Leilech V'likach Mimenu B'Shabbos Ulanolam. So it would be permissible for the Jew who knows the guy to go to the guy's house and to take from him on Shabbos a pair of shoes and wear them. Obelvach Lo Yiktzotz Imo Demei Hamikach, as long as they did not set a price for the shoes that he is purchasing. Now there's a lot going on over here, and we'll break it down now, Emir Tzashem, as we go over it again with the Mishnah Berurah. Back to page Yud Ches, the first thing the Mechaber told us was that as long as you made a set price for the malacha that the guy is doing for the Jew, even though he does it on Shabbos, it's mutter for the Yisrael to wear the garment on Shabbos, because as long as you wear kotzatz, so he's doing it for himself, he wants to get paid. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Chavav, Kol She Kotzatz, it's not enough that you made a ktsitsa, you made a set price. It has to also be that there was no usr done in the nesina. It has to be that you satisfy the other criteria along with the ktsitsa that were mentioned in the sefbeis. If you remember on the top line of this very page, we said, as long as you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos and that he's not doing it in the Jew's house. So as long as he had those criteria, and it was kotzatz, so the Mechaber holds, even if he does it on Shabbos, it will be mutter for the Jew to wear Sivkot Nochav Zayin, v'lo domi l'mashim avur b'simen reish ayin vav siv alev b'hago. This is not comparable to the case that we're going to see later in reish ayin vav, the eino yehudi shehidlik haner b'shvil Yisrael, that a goy who lit a candle for a Jew, afilu im hoya ayadei ketzitza, even if it was made with a set price, that he was hired by the job to turn on lights for the Jew, usr l'shtamish l'ora, in that case, it is usr to use the light that the goy lit for the Jew. What's the difference? Both cases are ketzitza. Here you can wear the garment, there you can't benefit from the candle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, d'hocha afagav sh'Yisrael nene b'levishosa m'melecha Shabbos. Over here, even though the Jew is benefiting from wearing something that was done on Shabbos, so he's benefiting from the malach of Shabbos, mikom akom einu yehudi lo oved b'Shabbos v'shil hanoras Yisrael. But l'maisa, the goy who did the malach on Shabbos, was not doing it to give pleasure to the Yisrael. Rak adati d'nafshe, he was doing it for himself. L'mar l'hashlim pulo, so he wanted to finish the job as quickly as possible so that he can get his money. He wasn't doing it for the Jew, even though the Jew was getting hanoah. Mashenke in Hoslem, which is not the case, by the case of lighting the candles for the Jew, had lakoso b'Shabbos hoya kidei sheyishtamish bo ha'Yisrael achshav. He lit the candle on Shabbos for the Jew, so the Jew could benefit from the candle on Shabbos. V'lachein aser, and therefore it's going to be aser. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, in Chav Beis, he writes, Haynu afilu im his achsein ha-Yisrael be-beiso she'enu Yehudi. This is, even if the Jew is staying over in the Goy's house, it's going to be aser if the Goy lit the candle for him. Because if it's in the Jew's house, you have bigger problems, like we discussed in Zabez, that you can't even do ktsitsa in the Jew's house. So even in the Goy's house, this will be a problem that he's doing it to benefit the Jew. According to this chiluk that we're saying now in the Mishnah Berurah, that if it was a candle, it's aser to benefit because the Goy is doing it in order to benefit the Jew now on Shabbos, as opposed to the garment where the Goy is, even though the Jew is getting benefit, the Goy is not doing it for the Jew's benefit, the Goy is doing it just so he can make his money. Ulafize, according to this, Gambi in Yonenu, also in our case of the garment, Imha Yisrael Omer Le'enu Yehudi Samuel HaShecha, if the Jew would say to the Goy, right before Shabbos, Madua lo gamarta malachli, why didn't you finish my garment yet? The Heshiv lo, and the Goy responds, Ese zos lemancha b'Shabbos. The Goy says, I will do it for you on Shabbos. So, that case, the Mechaber would say, it's like the case of the candle, because there, the Svar is like the candle, because he's doing it, but Dafka, so the Jew could benefit on Shabbos. He can't say he's just doing it so he can get paid, because he says specifically, I will do it for you on Shabbos, and that would make the two cases similar. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayter and Sivkaton Chof Ches. This is going on the Ramah. The Ramah argued with the Mechaber, who said as long as it was a tzitza and the other criteria were in place, the Jew can benefit and wear the garment on Shabbos. The Ramah said, V'yesh osrim lelovsho kol sheyadua she'enu Yehudi gemaru b'Shabbos. There are those who answer it so long that you know that the Goy finished it on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, time on the reason is, to asur li Yisrael lehonos mi'amalocha b'Shabbos b'chol gafni. A Jew can't benefit from a locha that a Goy did on Shabbos, period. Kevad shemikomokom nasa ha'malocha b'shvilo. L'maisa, the malocha was done for the Jew. Shkayach, who was a ktsitsa, and his main kavana in doing it was so he can get paid earlier. But l'maisa, he did malocha for a Jew, and therefore the Jew cannot benefit. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Vermaskel She'enu Yehudi Gemara B'Shabbos, it's also the Ramah says, Kol Shiyadua, that the Goy finished it on Shabbos, V'davki Yehu Malacha Daraisa. Zog the Bir Halacha, this is Davka, if it involved a Malacha that's also in our Torah. Aval Yehu Malacha D'Rabbanon, Ein L'Hachmir, but if it's a Malacha D'Rabbanon, you don't have to be Machmir. Then the Ramah said, according to these Yesh Osrim, you would have to wait Motzei Shabbos B'chdei She'yasa. You have to wait the time it takes to make the garment on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Chavtes, B'chdei She'yasa. Why do you have to wait B'chdei She'yasa? K'dei She'lo Yehona M'Melacha Shabbos. Because we don't want you to get any hana from the Melacha that was done on Shabbos. Lefize, according to this, B'shnei Yomim Tovim Shagolios, when it's a two-day Yontif in Golos, Im Asa Ha'enu Yehudi Barish, and if the Goy did the Melach on the first day of Yontif, Mutter B'tchilas Yom Sheni B'chdei She'asa Mimanashach. It will be Mutter to benefit from the Melach the Goy did the second day of Yontif, as long as you wait K'dei She'asa, because Mimanashach it works out, like this. D'im Hayom Rishon Kodesh, if the first day, we know it's really a Sveka the Yom, that's why you're having 2 days of Yontif. So if the first day is really the Yontif, so Hasheni Chol, and Memelo you waited K'dei She'asa on the Chol after the Yontif, so it's fine. Vim Hayom Arishon Chol, and if the first day was really Chol, the Vale Mutter, he didn't do Malacha for you, so it's 100% Mutter. So either way, you slice it, you for sure could wait B'chdei She'asa the second night of Yontif, and then you could benefit. The Ein Chiluk B'chol Zed Bein Mi She'nasa B'Shvilo Bein La'Acher, and there is no Chiluk, whether we're talking about the person who the malacha was done for him, or we're talking about someone else who the malacha was not done for him, either way, it will be equal that Yatwe Bechle Shiasa. Ubesefer Al Yirabe Hekel La'Acherim Bekotzas. Al Yirabe says we can be lenient when it comes to Acherim as long as there was a Ketzitza. Now there is a very important note over here, note number 15. Going on the beginning of this Mishnah Berurah of Test, that we said the reason why you have to wait at the Shabbos Bechle Shiasa is so you should not benefit from a malacha that was done on Shabbos. So in note 15 he writes, "Ulekamon kosav tam nosav shelo yomer lechatchilu lenachri lasas lo malacha." Later on, the Shulchan Aruch gives us another reason why you shouldn't benefit from the malacha that a goy did for you on Shabbos or Yontif, and that is so you shouldn't come to tell him straight up to do the malacha. And as here the Mishnah Berurah said, so you shouldn't benefit from the malacha that was done for you on Shabbos. There he says, if you benefit from malacha that was done for you on Shabbos, you're going to come to tell him to do malacha for you on Shabbos. And there's two nafkaminas brought down over here in note 15 of an nafkamina bein ha-ta'amim. The nafkamina between these two reasons is, Mechabi writes over there, Ha'im asr la'acherim lihonos mehamalacha. Will it be mutter asr for others to benefit from a malacha that was done for you? If the concern with using it is that we're worried that you're going to ask him to do it again a different time, we don't have to worry that if a malacha was done for you and someone else is benefiting, you're going to come to ask the malacha again for the other person. A person does not do a chait if he doesn't benefit from it. So for someone else to get the benefit, we're not worried you're going to ask him to do it a different time. But according to the Svara of that Yisam, there should be no benefit gotten from Malacha on Shabbos, that would include in the Isser Acherim as well. And then he brings another nafkamina, which is similar to what we just mentioned in the Mishavura, and that is, Im Osru Chachomim Lihonos Mi'amalacha Biyom Tov Sheni. If Malacha was done on the first day of Yontif, would we asur it on the second day of Yontif as well? If the concern is that if he does malacha for you and you benefit from it, you might come to tell him a different time to do malacha for you. So yesh lachush lakach ap yom tov sheni. That's a concern even on yom tov sheni, and therefore you would not be allowed to benefit on yom tov sheni from malacha that was done for you on yom tov rishon. But according to the reason that you shouldn't benefit from a malacha that was done on Yontif, that would only be an Isra on the first day of Yontif, and Kedei Sheyasu that evening. But after that zman, it would be mutter, even if it's the second night of Yontif. Because either way, you're not being benefiting from the malachas yontif. If the second day of yontif is really chol, you're already waiting the kedei shiasu, and it's perfectly fine. Kodesh, and if the second day is kodesh, and therefore there was no malacha for yontif. So again, the second nafgamina would be malacha that was done on the first day of yontif. Can you benefit the second day? If it's so, you shouldn't be nehenem in malachas Shabbos or Malachas Yontif, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that would be okay. But according to the other Svara, of that you shouldn't come to tell the guy to do it, so that even the second day of Yontif, you shouldn't be able to benefit from Malacha that was on the first day, because again, you might come to tell him to do Malacha for you. Zokti Mishnah Berurah Vaiter Sefkot and Lamed. So we said in the Mechaber, that in the Ramah, that there are those who asr, even if it was a Ktsitsa, if it was finished on Shabbos, and you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, Bechlei Shiasa. And the Ramah said, V'hochi Nog L'chadchila, Im lo she'tzarech elo b'Shabbos. If not for the fact that you need it on Shabbos, then you could be lenient. So let's look at the Bir Halacha first. Devar maskel she'tzarech elo b'Shabbos. You should be machmir unless you need it for Shabbos. Hainu she'ein lo begel l'Shabbos ki imze. Zok the Bir Halacha, if it says you need it for Shabbos, it means you mamish need it for Shabbos. You have absolutely nothing else to wear, so you mamish need it. Not like the understanding of it's a need of the moed that we matter on moed. It's lav dafka that you absolutely must have this item. It's just a need of the moed in general, and we're more lenient over here. The Bir Halacha tells us that it has to be that you need a mamash Shabbos. You have absolutely nothing else to wear. Then the Ramah told us that if you can assume that it was finished on erev Shabbos, then it's mutter no matter what. So the Mishabur writes in Sefkat and Lamed. Like we saw in the Mechaber, there are those who are matir straight away. So we're trying to be machmir, like those who aser, but at least if there's something to be told on, that it was finished on Erev Shabbos, you certainly can be lenient. And if you have a shoe that was really fixed on Erev Shabbos, Rakshet Tikno Vechaliko B'Shabbos, they just really smoothed it out on Shabbos and did some finishing touches, Shari, that's permissible. Because anyway, it was wearable before Shabbos. And therefore, he's not really doing so much malacha for you. Like we'll see shortly in Simon Reishon and Gimel, the first sif, the fourth Ramah, Lagabe Chazara, so the guy puts it back on, but it was fully cooked, so you could have eaten it anyway, so then we wouldn't ask for it if the guy did it for you. The same thing would apply if a guy puts a linen garment under a press on Shabbos for you. Shari gam kemi tamzeh, that's also permissible because it could have been worn without the pressing. And therefore, since you did a malacha that wasn't absolutely necessary for you, so you can get benefit from that malacha. Then the Ramah told us that it's dafka if the goy, that which we're saying that it's going to be mutter, is dafka if the goy sent it to you. But it's usher to go and get kelim from the Beis Ha'uman. Now we're up to Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, but I'd like to see a Bir Halacha, which brings down three possible reasons why it's usher to go to the Beis Ha'uman. So let's look at the Bir Halacha first. Divrei Maskil mi Beis Ha'uman. So he's quoting a Mishabura that we'll see in a moment, but we'll start with the Bir Halacha. I am b'mishabura da'afilu mi Yisrael Aser. The Mishabura points out that when we say that it's Aser for you to go pick up your garment from the Beis Ha'uman, the Mishabura is going to tell us shortly that that's whether the Uman is a Goy or a Jew. It's going to be Aser. V'imu l'tzarech Shabbos yesh la'ayin. But says the Bir Halacha, if it's a Shabbos need, you need this garment for Shabbos, then it needs investigation. The Lufim Ashik Kosav and Muki Yosef Echein Haran So Perek Mokum Shenago. According to those Rishonim, the Atamu Bifnei Maris Ayin, that the reason why you can't go pick up from the Beis Ha'uman is because of a problem of Maris Ayin. The Yom Rusha Nosan Lo Lasaknam B'Moed, because the word people are going to say that you gave it to the guy to fix for you on the Yontif or on Shabbos. So Efsher the Bishabbos V'Yom Tov Lo Chashin Lo Chshada Zuba Oman Yisrael. So then, if it's going to an Uman who is a Jew, so maybe there's no Marasayan over there. We're not worried that you gave it to a Jew to do the Malacha on Shabbos. Jews don't do Malacha on Shabbos. So if the Svara in going to the Beis Ha'uman to pick up your article of clothing is because it looks like you gave it to the fix on Shabbos, that would only apply by an Uman Nachri, by Uman Yisrael. Very likely, this Svara would not apply. V'chein l'tam Rashi shom duhum mishum Torach. And so too, according to the reason of Rashi, that it's because of the tirach involved in going to pick it up. Kfar kosav abeis yosei v'chein bel yirabu, to the tzarech Shabbos lo chashira mishim torach. If it's an issue of tzarech Shabbos, we don't worry about tircha. And therefore, if it's a problem of Aris Ayin, we're not concerned if it's Yisrael. If it's a problem of tircha, if it's a need for Shabbos, we're not worried about tircha. Ach lefima shekosav atosef haShabbos uprimigodim, but according to what these other achronim say, delakach osir lahavi, for the following reason, it's also to bring up the Beis Ha'uman, af al yedei eino Yehudi, even if you send, as we'll see shortly, a goy to pick it up, mishum uvdu dechol, because that's considered a weekday activity to go pick up a garment from the worker, v'shom alo ayri af l'tzarech Shabbos, and that is considering a case as well, even if it's a Shabbos, nidu will be osir. So mashma the osir gam bezeh, that's mashma, even in this case, will be osir v'tzarech yin. I want to just summarize this Bir Halacha. It's a good introduction to the Mishnah Berurah that we're going to see right now. And that is, he brings from the Rishonim and Achronim three reasons why it would possibly be usher to pick something up in the Beis Ha'uman. Number one is Maris Ayin. If you pick it up on Shabbos or Yontif, it looks like you gave it to him to do on Shabbos or Yontif. That's problem number one. Problem number two is, possibly it's a Tircha to do it. And number three is Uvdu Dechol. So the Bir Halacha happens to be discussing one case that if the worker is a Jew and it's a Tzarech of Shabbos, so lefi the reason of Maris Ayin very likely doesn't apply. Lefi the reason of Torah, since it's a Tzarech Shabbos, doesn't apply. Lefi the reason of the Chol, it possibly would apply, and he leaves a Tzarech Yin. But I just wanted to bring out those three reasons as we now go through the Mishavura beginning in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph. So again, the Ramah told us that which is going to be mutter to use it, according to the Mechaber, and in some cases, according to the Ramah, is dafka if the goy sent it to the house of the Jew. But you can't go and pick up the article of clothing from the Beis Ha'uman on Shabbos and Yontif. Says the Mishabura in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, V'afilu yodea vaday shenigmar kodem Shabbos v'yontif. Even if you know for sure that the Melacha was finished before Shabbos or Yontif. V'afilu imu l'tzarech Shabbos. Even if you need the garment for Shabbos, it's still usher. The reason is, b'pnei maris ha'ayin. Like the first reason that the Bir Halacha told us, maris ha'ayin. What's the maris ha'ayin? D'yomru shebe Shabbos aso. Because they're going to say that he did the Halacha for you on Shabbos. Umidas Yisrael, and with your das. And therefore, that would be an iser. V'isam ha'levush, the levush writes, da'afilu im lo yevi'im biyodo. Even if you don't carry it out with your hand from the house of the Uman, elo yul b'shem shom b'beis ha'ina Yehudi, you'll put it on the garment there. You'll put your jacket on in the guy's house and walk out with your jacket. Gam kein aser mitam zet, still aser midin marasayin. The cost of a mugin Avram, efshir da'afilu ha'idei ha'ina Yehudi aser lahavio. This is what the Bir Halacha was quoting. The mugin Avram writes that it could be that even if you send a guy to pick it up, so there's no problem with marasayin because they see a guy picking up something from a guy's house, it could still be usher to bring it back for the Jew, the uvdu dechol hu. Because it could be that's just Stam getting involved in a weekday activity, picking up something from a from a worker, even if you're sending the guy to do it, it could be getting to problems of the third category that the Baruch Hu brought down of Uvdu
Dechol. He sent the guy, or the guy, that middle guy went on his own?
No, if the Jew sent a guy, because if the guy did it on his own, so in the Mechaber we said, if the guy sends it to him, it's okay, so with the messenger will be okay also. L'chor, it's the Jew sending the guy as a shot to go pick it up. Yes. Sif Kodin Lamed Beis is the Mishabura that Bar Lacha was quoting, that you can't go pick up an article of clothing from the Beis Ha'uman, ve'ein chiluk ben Yisrael and a Yehudi. There is no difference if the worker you're picking it up from is a Yisrael or an Einar Yehudi. I and Bar Lacha, we just discussed, if it's a Tzarech of Shabbos, there is room to feed two out of the three reasons to be Mekel. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Aval Einar Yehudi Sha'osa. The last case the Ramah told us is that this whole discussion is by Kalim that the guy made for Yisrael. That's where there's a problem of the Jew going and picking it up from the guy. Aval Einar Yehudi, I mean the Ramah, the second to last line, but Einar Yehudi Sha'osa min Olam Alamikach. But a guy who has a shoemaking business, he makes shoes to sell. Mutter liyisrael amakir leilach v'lika b'menu b'Shabbos u'analam. There, the Jew can go pick it up from the guy on Shabbos and to wear it, as long as they don't set a price together. That would be okay to go pick it up. So the Mishavu writes in Sefkotan Lamid Gimel. Aval ena yudi sha'osa the ha'ad daiti the davshei over b'Shabbos, because if the guy does it as a parnasa that he makes shoes for whoever wants, he's doing it for himself. The Isser de Hava mi Beis Ha'uman Srile LaRama de Lo Shayach Bazet. And the Isser of bringing it from the house of the professional the Ramah holds is not Shayach over here. Afshu Holech Esel, even if you go to him. Why? Mishum de Kevan Shakol Yodim Shainu Yehudi Rogel Asos LaAtzma Bishul Mikach. Everyone knows that this guy sells shoes and he makes shoes. And therefore, just because they see you picking it up doesn't mean he did it for you. Normally, the svar of the Maris Ayin is if you go and pick it up, it looks like he did the melacha for you. But here they know he's a shoemaker. He makes shoes. So just because you're going and picking it up on Shabbos doesn't mean that he made it for you. And therefore, the Maris Ayin wouldn't apply. So, Suleka Mishum Maris Ayin, Sheyomru Shetziva Lola Asosan. Therefore, there's no problem with Maris Ayin that people might come to say that you commanded him to do it for you on Shabbos. Many Achronim argue on this. They say this Uman is no different than any other Uman, even if he's a shoemaker and he always makes shoes, there still would be a problem of Maris Ayin. But if it was brought already to the Jew's house, then it would be mutter to wear it. The mistoma lava daite di Yisrael avar. Because we could assume that he did not make these shoes with the Jew in mind. And again, we don't have to assume it was a malacha done for a yid, because if the ruba of the city is goyim, we assume that he made it initially for goyim, and if he sends it to your house, so there's no problem, maris ayin, then it would be mutter to wear it. We don't assume it's malacha that was done for Yisrael. However, if this guy making the shoes is... Well, he's not making the shoes. He just sells shoes, but he doesn't make shoes. He's the chenvani, he's the storekeeper, but he's not the uman. He doesn't make shoes, he just sells shoes. Efshar the Eish L'Hakel, it could be mutter over there, because what's the whole Maris Ayin? The whole Maris Ayin is that if you go pick it up by him, it looks like you ask him to make it or fix it for you on Shabbos. But if he doesn't do that stuff, all he does is sell shoes. So by you going and picking it up, it's clear that you didn't ask him to do it for you on Shabbos because he doesn't do anything. He doesn't make shoes. So therefore, it's possible that you could be lenient. However, even in this case, the Tosefes Shabbos and the Prima Gadim take issue with it. Because then you have the second problem, really in the Beralacha was the third problem, of Uvda Dechol. It doesn't matter if he doesn't make them. Levaisa, it's just a weekday activity to go and pick up something from a worker. So it's interesting that after we saw the Beralacha, who brought down three reasons, and the Mishavura, he only really references two of the reasons, Maris Ayin of Duchol, he does not bring up Tircha in the Mishavura. Let's see one more Mishavura. We said in the case of the Chenvani, according to the Ramah, who makes the shoes, so there would be no issue of Maris Ayin, even though we saw some argument, the Ramah held it was okay for the Jew to go pick it up and wear them on Shabbos, as long as you don't set a price together. That means to say that you don't mention to him an amount they're going to pay for the shoes. Because if not so, but you can tell him, I'll give you $100 for it after Shabbos. That would be a problem of doing business on Shabbos. Even if you're not going to pay him now, but discussing the price is already a problem of business. There are two notes that are very interesting that you might want to look at in your own free time. Number one is note 16 brings an interesting discussion from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and note 17 brings down different shitas trying to understand exactly what the gedder of Uvda D'chol is. But we'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will continue in the next year in Siv Hei.